So today on the show, we're talking about energy or presence. Yes, it's all to do with our chapter, our series on volume. So we've spoken about what volume is and what projection is. Now, some people also talk about energy, put more energy into your voice, or presence, have more presence in the studio, or put more presence into your script. And energy is slightly different from both volume and projection. As I kind of understand it and feel it and teach it and write about it and talk about it. But it does have elements of volume and projection in it. Tony Blackburn, if you're in the UK, you'll know the legend who is Tony Blackburn. He's been a presenter on radio as a DJ since the 60s, being on the biggest programmes, on the biggest stations for decades and decades and decades. And he once wrote, "I hear a lot of presenters screaming. It's perceived that yelling at the top of your voice is energy. It isn't." And I quite agree with Tony when he says that. Energy is subtle and complex. It's a mix of various elements of your body and your mind. So an energetic presentation might be various degrees of, well, as I say, your body and your mind. Let's look at your body. There's volume, but you're not shouting. Projection, but you're not too intense. Pace, but not like an action-packed livestock auctioneer. There's resonance from your foundation in better diaphragmatic breathing, which we studied in some depth previously. There's also pitch. It's difficult to be energetic for very long with a high voice because of the strain on the vocal folds. As we saw earlier, it's not necessarily a male-female issue. A higher pitch can come about through nerves or poor breathing and so on. And there's also a bit of intonation in there as well, because an energetic performance is likely to have a degree more modulation in intonation, more voice variety, if you like. So I say that energy is subtle and complex. It's a mixture of various elements of your body, which we've just spoken about, with those 3, 4, 5, 6 different bullet points, but also it's what's going on in your mind as well. Elements of your energy will come from how you think, how you feel about your presentation. There's knowledge and passion and enthusiasm and conviction, that is, speaking with focus and intention, turning off the autopilot, being connected to your content. You can do this by imagining that this is one of the first times you've explained this story or sold this product, visualizing what happened, picturing the people involved, almost experiencing what you're saying along with the audience. And being present, giving your full attention to your script or presentation, not allowing yourself to be distracted by kids or to-do lists, emails or voicemails, focusing in, not phoning it in, reading the room rather than reading a script. On air, you are a character version of the real you. You plus, if you like. Remember, energy is not talking loud. That's just talking loud. And it's not talking fast. That's just talking fast. Like a lot to do with your voice and presentation skills, energy is a mix, a merge, a mesh of varying degrees of various elements to do with your mouth and your mind. Tomorrow, why various voice volumes are vital, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.